This is the reading for April 12th. Psalm 102. Lord, listen to my prayer. Let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide from me in my time of trouble. Pay attention to me. When I cry for help, answer me quickly. My life is passing away like smoke, and my bones are burned up with fire. My heart is like grass that has been cut and dried. I forget to eat. Because of my grief, my skin hangs on my bones. I am like a desert owl, like an owl living among the ruins. I lie awake. I am like a lonely bird on a housetop. All day long, enemies insult me. Those who make fun of me use my name as a curse. I eat ashes for food, and my tears fall into my drinks. Because of your great anger, you have picked me up and thrown me away. My days are like a passing shadow. I am like dried grass. But Lord, you rule forever, and your fame goes on and on. You will come and have mercy on Jerusalem, because the time has now come to be kind to her. The right time has come. Your servants love even her stones. They even care about her dust. Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings on earth will honor you. The Lord will rebuild Jerusalem. There his glory will be seen. He will answer the prayers of the needy. He will not reject their prayers. Write these things for the future so that people who are not yet born will praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy place above. From heaven he looked down at the earth. He heard the moans of the prisoners, and he freed those sentenced to die. The name of the Lord will be heard in Jerusalem. His praise will be heard there. People will come together, and kingdoms will serve the Lord. God has made me tired of living. He has cut short my life. So I said, "My God, do not take me in the middle of my life. Your years go on and on. In the beginning you made the earth, and your hands made the skies. They will be destroyed, but you will remain. They will all wear out like clothes, and like clothes you will change them and throw them away. But you never change, and your life will never end. Our children will live in your presence, and their children will remain with you." Joshua 15. The land that was given to the tribe of Judah was divided among all the family groups. It went all the way to the desert of Zin in the far south, at the border of Edom. The southern border of Judah's land started at the south end of the Dead Sea and went south of Scorpion Pass to Zin. From there it passed to the south of Kadesh Barnea and continued past Hezron to Adar. From Adar it turned and went to Karkah. It continued to Asmon, the brook of Egypt, and then to the Mediterranean Sea. This was the southern border. The eastern border was the shore of the Dead Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan River. The northern border started at the Bay of the Sea at the mouth of the Jordan River. Then it went to Beth Hogla and continued north of Beth Arabah to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. Then the northern border went through the valley of Achor to Debir, where it turned toward the north and went to Gilgal. Gilgal is across the road that goes from Adumim Pass on the south side of the ravine. The border continued to the waters of En Shemesh and stopped at En Rogel. Then it went through the valley of Ben Hinnom next to the southern side of the Jebusite city, which is called Jerusalem. There the border went to the top of the hill on the west side of Hinnom Valley at the northern end of the Valley of Giants. From there it went to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and then it went to the cities near Mount Ephron. There it turned and went toward Bala, which is called Kiriath Jearim. At Bala, the border turned west and went toward Mount Seir. It continued along the north side of Mount Jearim, also called Kesalon, and came to Beth Shemesh. From there it went past Timnah to the hill north of Ekron. Then it turned toward Shikaron and went past Mount Bala and continued on to Jabneel, ending at the sea. The Mediterranean Sea was the western border. Inside these borders lived the family groups of Judah. The Lord had commanded Joshua to give Caleb, son of Jephunneh, part of the land in Judah. So he gave Caleb the town of Kiriath Arba, also called Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb forced out the three Anakite families living in Hebron, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak. Then he left there and went to fight against the people living in Debir. In the past, Debir had been called Kiriath Shepher. Caleb said, "I will give Aksah, my daughter, as a wife to the man who attacks and captures the city of Kiriath Sefer." Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, captured the city. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksah to Othniel to be his wife. When Aksah came to Othniel, she told him to ask her father for a field. So Aksah went to her father. When she got down from her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What do you want?" Aksah answered, "Do me a special favor. Since you have given me land in southern Canaan, also give me springs of water." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. The tribe of Judah got the land God had promised them. Each family group got part of the land. The tribe of Judah got all these towns in the southern part of Canaan near the border of Edom: Kabzeel, Edir, Jagger, Kena, Dimoni, Adadah, Kadesh, Hazer, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hazor Hadatah, Kerioth Hezron, also called Hazor, Amam, Shema, Moladah, Hazar Gadah, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shual, Beersheba, Biziathiah, Bela, Ayim, Ezim, Eltolad, Kisel, Hormah, Ziklag, Madmanah, Sansanah, Lebamoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Ramon. These were 29 towns and their villages. The tribe of Judah got these towns in the western hills: Eshtaol, Zorah, Ashnah, Zenoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Sokah, Azekah, Sharaim, Adathaim, and Gederah, also called Gederathaim. There were 14 towns and their villages. Judah was also given these towns in the western hills: Zedan, Hadashah, Migdal-gad, Dilean, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabon, Lamas, Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth-Dagon, Naamah, and Makkedah. There were 16 towns and their villages. Judah was also given these towns in the western hills: Libnah, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashnot, Nezib, Keilah, Akzib, and Marishah. There were 9 towns and their villages. The tribe of Judah was also given these towns: Ekron and all the small towns and villages near it, the area west of Ekron and all the villages and small towns near Ashdod, Ashdod and the small towns and villages around it, the villages and small towns around Gaza as far as the brook of Egypt and along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. The tribe of Judah was also given these towns in the mountains: Shamir, Jatir, Sokah, Dana, Kiriath Sena, also called Debir, Anab, Eshtema, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilah. There were 11 towns and their villages. They were also given these towns in the mountains: Arab, Dumah, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tupua, Aphekah, Humatah, Kiriath Arba, also called Hebron, and Zior. There were 9 towns and their villages. Judah was also given these towns in the mountains: Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutah, Jezreel, Jokdeam, Zenoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah. There were 10 towns and their villages. They were also given these towns in the mountains: Halhal, Beth-Zur, Gedor, Merath, Beth-Anath, and El-Tikon. There were 6 towns and their villages. The people of Judah were also given the 2 towns of Rabbah and Kiriath Baal, also called Kiriath Jearim, and their villages. Judah was given these towns in the desert: Beth-Arabah, Medin, Sikarka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and Engedi. There were 6 towns and all their villages. The army of Judah was not able to force out the Jebusites living in Jerusalem, so the Jebusites still live among the people of Judah to this day. Joshua 16. This is the land the tribe of Joseph received. It started at the Jordan River near Jericho and continued to the waters of Jericho just east of the city. The border went up from Jericho to the mountains of Bethel. Then it continued from Bethel, also called Luz, to the Arkite border at Ataroth. From there it went west to the border of the Japhlethites and continued to the area of the lower Beth Horon. Then it went to Gezer and ended at the sea. So Manasseh and Ephraim, sons of Joseph, received their land. This is the land that was given to the family groups of Ephraim. Their border started at Ataroth Adar in the east, went to upper Beth Horon, and then to the sea. From Michmethah it turned eastward toward Tanath Shilah, and continued eastward to Genoa. Then it went down from Genoa to Ataroth and to Nerah. It continued until it touched Jericho and stopped at the Jordan River. The border went from Tapua west to Kana Ravine and ended at the sea. This is all the land that was given to each family group in the tribe of the Ephraimites. Many of the towns were actually within Manasseh's borders, but the people of Ephraim got those towns and their villages. The Ephraimites could not force the Canaanites to leave Gezer, so the Canaanites still live among the Ephraimites today, but they became slaves to the Ephraimites.